Well, our day out in Harrogate actually commences after covering, of course, the Autumn Harrogate Flower Show in association with Ather & Co. and, of course, Farm & All Nutritional Supplements. Southside Broadcasting now on location in one of those wonderful parts of Harrogate that I have to say I wasn't aware existed, but it is a fantastic place. And we're speaking to an equally fantastic lady who's the landlady of this august establishment. First of all, your name and where exactly are we?
We are close to the Valley Gardens in Harrogate. I'm Amanda Wilkinson and I've been the licensee here for 9 years.
Well, Amanda, we already sense that this is a rather special place, so just share with us what magical things have we got here. What makes Hales Bar unique, really?
We're the oldest pub in Harrogate. We've been here since 1766. We've still got the traditional gas lighting from the Victorian era and all the stuffed birds that you can see. We were also in Chariots of Fire many years ago in a scene out of Chariots of Fire, believed to be haunted. I've never seen anything yet, but we've got a few paranormal societies that keep popping in.
So 1766, 10 years before, of course, the American Revolution of 1776 and all that George III material, etc. This brings in our colleague today who did his English degree at the University of Belmont. Simon, questions?
There are a couple of Bunsen burner-like tools on the bar there. Could you tell me what they're for? I've never seen that before.
Originally, I believe they were for lighting cigars many years ago, and I had them restored about 5 years ago, so they can be a bit treacherous at times.
Yes, I won't mention health and safety, but presumably they're all sort of legal and all the rest of the bits and pieces.
Yeah, because they were made before a certain time, they don't come into the legislation, providing we maintain the safety issue of them.
I'm getting a sense of wonderful authenticity, which marks it out as significantly different from other pub chains. No names, obviously, but there is a kind of uniqueness to this, which presumably you've done well to maintain and obviously promote.
Yeah, we like to keep it as traditional as we can. We don't like this whitewash. People come here, the tourists, for the history. And we like to feel that when you walk in the door, it's a warm feeling where everyone's welcome. So we get that constantly.
And obviously a good landlady, like a good team manager, always has some superlative staff working for them. Would you like to give some name checks to your fine folk who actually do the business on the bar, etc.?
I've got a fantastic team. We've nominated for several awards over the last 5 years. And I think my staff really, Petra, Sammy, it's an all-girl team really. We've got a couple of guys, but they're well recognised in the area.
Which is great. Do you ever get a chance when you're looking around at all the stuffed animals and the wonderful areas we've got on the wall here of actually just relaxing? I noticed behind we've got a sign which says "The Boss."
Yeah, if you look around, there's a little clock behind you with Mickey Mouse on. Just in certain areas, we've tweaked a bit of modernness in there, and it just makes it more interesting for people when they see Rudolph on the wall. They take the pictures, and it's.
Is there a web address? Because I know a lot of pubs have their own web address. Is there a way which you promote yourselves on the web?
Yeah, we've got our web address is halesbar.co.uk, which gets a lot of interest, a lot of hits. We advertise the menu, which is all homemade, locally sourced. All the party nights we're famous for, Blitz party nights. We turn the pub back to the wall twice a year, and that's all on the website.
You know, I sense lots of location reports just waiting to happen here in all sorts of ways. It's high time David Putnam made a return. I mean, Chariots of Fire, obviously the 1980s, it's time he came back, really.
Yeah, I think if more people sort of respected history and turned things back to the used to be, I think it's far more interesting. In a society where we talk about binge drinking, it's nice that people can just get together, socialise and forget about the strains of life in a bar.
Simon?
Yeah, you've already told us a little bit about the paranormal activity that is in the has history with the pub. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? Are there any particular stories that have popped up in the history of the pub?
Yeah, we've had quite a few of the staff, glasses fly off the shelves, paintings can sort of twist and move about. The shadows in front of the doorway we see on an evening when the doors are closed. The Paranormal Society have been in and done some secret recordings and have found tapping noises and whispering noises. So it's quite interesting. They're still doing the work at the moment.
I'm tempted to say, if you're worried about such things, who are you going to call? Amanda!
No, I think we'll leave that to the professionals.
Oh, there's a difference. So no ectoplasm appearing in the sort of fruit cocktails, then?
Not unless a mast and it's worth money, yeah.
There you go. That's the man it's been. Fabulous, just getting a little flavour of some of these kind of things here. Just again, setting the scene. Relatively easy to find. I know this morning we've had a bit of a challenging time because obviously we were parked at the top of the hill and managing all manner of things here. But once you actually find this, it's well worth a visit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We get people all over the world. I've got a website database of fans, really, that come year in, year out, conference traders, the regular local people. It's, you know, a big thing here. But no, we're well liked.
Well, we've just had a little wander around outside, and Amanda's shared with us some of the fabulous material that's there and all the party nights, etc. And currently, given that you've got probably two teetotalers here, Amanda, we're probably the worst two people to actually savour these delights that you've currently been put forward. But these are award-winning beers, aren't they?
Yes, all of them are award-winning. They're all, most of them are locally sort of sourced in Harrogate and around the areas in the Dales. And we're in the Camera Good Beer Guide, so we get a lot of people who like a quality cask beer.
And just talk us through some of the names we've actually got here in terms of cask beers.
Well, we've got a Daleside bitter who's actually brewed in Harrogate, in this area, which is called Legover, which sounds quite well due to the name, I think. We've got the Pennine beers, which is your Timothy Taylor's, Landlord and Golden Best, so it's more of a session beer, and the well-known Landlord. And then we've got the Copper Dragon, which is also brewed in North Yorkshire, which we've got the Pippin, which is a light, which is a ladies' drink, really. The ladies like to drink that one. And then the Bass Ale, with a Bass Ale house for many, many years, so we support that brewery. It's very hard to find now.
Which is great, because, I mean, obviously keeping things local, keeping things genuinely Yorkshire are absolutely crucial to this whole setup and so on. You're talking about, obviously, the participatory aspects, heaps of party nights that take place here, including, you said, a group of Americans who are in recently doing things with a pizza box. Is that right?
Yeah, we had a group, or they were in a band playing at the Harrogate Theatre, and they were from America, and they came in every night, loved the place. Americans love here.
And I wonder why. Simon, why do Americans like this particular part? Is this what all Americans think English should probably be about?
I think it's to do with the history, Alex. The pub clearly has a lot of tradition, a lot of unique selling points about it, as we've seen from the different styles of beer here, and I think that's very appealing for Americans who don't have much of a history themselves.
And can Americans cope with the concept of warm beer, or is it something that they just think, we can't take that anymore, it needs to be cold?
Oh, no, once you give it, they're hooked. No, they love the atmosphere, they love the British culture, the beers, everything, really.
Brilliant. As reporting from Hales Bar. Just a fantastic thing, as we say there. Welcome to the Hales Bar. That's actually lined up from that perspective there. Do you ever sort of feel you sort of want to take things down and actually replace stuff, or is it a constant line you say, oh, that image has been up there far too long, we're going to remove it? Is it a constant sort of thought of interior design that you're looking at here?
No, never. No, I don't. What's that famous saying? If it's not broke, don't fix it. It works as it does. We're one of the busiest in town. So while it's successful, people want the history. People don't want the wine bars.
So we talked about the website. Do you have Facebook pages, Twitter sites as well? Have we moved along those social networking sites too?
I've not ventured onto Twitter yet. But
oh, Amanda, you've got to step in there.
We're definitely on Facebook, but we haven't ventured into Twitter yet.
I'll tell you what, we like you on Facebook from Southside Broadcasting, and maybe you might like us as well.
I'm sure I will.
The great thing about these location reports is we're constantly finding out wonderful nuggets of information. And just as we've been presented with what has to be actually looking delicious, I think, Simon, something that's going to keep us going over this wonderful location report, we found out about this part of the pub. And Amanda, we're in a political area, I believe.
Well, we're actually sat in what used to be the Harrogate Council corner for meetings, and it's an alcove of leather seating where there was a curtain that closed it off from the general public, and the councillors used to sit with their beer, mead or wines and sit and have their meetings, and it's still to this day called Councillors' Corner.
Very good indeed. And what delights has your chef come up with for us today? I mean, I see the traditional Yorkshire dumplings, perhaps.
These are homemade dumplings. It's a hot pot made with beef, locally sourced beef, with vegetables, and everything's homemade.
It's just as well we haven't got vegetarians on our first report. It'll be a disaster there, but great stuff. Simon, are you looking forward to this?
I can't wait. Looks great.
Well, Simon, I don't know about you, but I feel wonderfully nourished after that last meal. Wonderful material.
It was very nice, yeah. Thank you for your hospitality.
Indeed, we're joined once again by the landlady of this fabulous place, the Hales Inn. Hales Inn, that's right.
Sorry, Hales Bar.
Hales Bar, thank you. You see, just check you, Amanda.
After William Hale.
Precisely. And just show it. William Hale, of course, was?
He was the landlord many, many years ago. It was Hodgson's and the Promenade Rooms, and then it changed to Hales Bar when William Hale took it over.
That's what we appreciate about having somebody who understands the oral history that's important when it comes to a bar like this. It's absolutely fabulous, the sort of setup you've got here. I can only heartily endorse it. And I'm just wondering, when's your next sort of general fun night scheduled for?
We have a Blitz party night in November where we turn the bar back to the wall. And we do Vera Lynn, we do Spam Fritters, we do air raid sirens and bombs. And I even dress up as Lily Marlene.
With the stockings?
Without the stockings.
Oh, I was just thinking the fishnets might have come in there in full force. You could have had Marlene Dietrich as well, really.
Perhaps, you never know.
Oh, perhaps, yeah, anyway, it's great stuff there. Once again, many thanks indeed for your hospitality today. Absolutely fantastic. We feel fully nourished. We're off now to hopefully check out the Pump Room. Any things we should know about the Pump Room?
The Pump Room Museum is full of interesting information, lots of history about Harrogate, and also very good for school children with looking at history, events, and they do dressing up, and it's a fun place to go.
Well, hopefully that will be followed as well by, I think, Farrah's sort of expecting us. And then after that, we make our way to the theatre, which I believe has an ice show on, really. So I don't know if you're looking completely bemused by the whole thing.
No idea about the Harrogate Theatre now.
We'll get there in the end of, at the end of the day. For the moment, though, Amanda and your staff at the fabulous Hales Bar here in Harrogate, many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much.